The Student Support Director at Educational Service District 105, Emily Nelson, says teachers and staff felt burned out last year because of the stress of the pandemic.
And the amount of stress and trauma that they've experienced has really presented a level of challenges of being able to go back into the schools every day and provide services to kids.
The Wenatchee School District Communications Director, Diana Haglund, says in Wenatchee, teachers struggle like others nationwide.
Our staff were impacted by increased stress, anxiety, and they struggled with that. You know, they're humans too, they're people too, and they're parents as well.
And the president of the Washington Education Association, Lori Delaney, says educators burn out because of social and emotional issues that students return to the classroom, but there are other factors.
What I'm hearing from educators right now has to do with a lack of respect for them as professionals. And as, you know, attacks are coming in this country around what we teach, how we teach, putting educators on blast, that's difficult. And at some point, people just say, you know, enough.
Stories of teachers' unhappiness echo around the country. A survey by the American Federation of Teachers shows teachers' dissatisfaction with their jobs increased by 34% between June 2020 and June 2022 in the U.S. The 15% said they would leave their jobs. However, according to the 2022 Ranking and Estimates Report of the National Education Association, teacher numbers in Washington State public schools declined by less than 0.5% in the 2020-2021 school year. Research by another National Educational Analysis Center says the teacher attrition rate in Washington public schools increased just almost 1% after the 2019-20 and the 2020-21 school years. Some school districts in central Washington agree. According to an email from the Pasco School District, it does not have a shortage and only has a few openings. Some of them are for teachers in math, technology, music, art, and Spanish. Haglund says in the Wenatchee School District, there is no significant shortage of teachers. She also says they hired 40 new teachers this year.
We have not struggled with teacher shortages. We also have worked pretty hard to partner with Central Washington University and others to hire students as soon as they've completed their teacher education program.
Nelson says with the challenges caused by the pandemic, it's a priority to provide wellness tools for teachers and staff. She says the Educational Service District 105 promotes a mutual care model and encourages staff to recognize they need to care for themselves.
It's recognizing when we need to take time off, when we need to separate from the workspace to spend time with our families or to be alone, when we need to access things like counseling support services in the community.
Haglund says the Wenatchee School District is committed to social and emotional learning for students, teachers, and staff. The district also connects staff and students to additional resources. I'm Johanna Bejarano.